USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As expected, President Trump has announced steep tariffs on Chinese goods, saying the U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese exports.
So last year, $375 billion in trade deficit. We had a 300 with China. We had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen. Can't happen.
China now announcing it's going to impose similar tariffs on American goods from planes to soybeans. The Taliban leader in Pakistan is dead, according to Afghan officials, who say Mullah Fazlullah was killed by a U.S.-Afghan airstrike near the Pakistani border yesterday. He's been one of Pakistan's most wanted terrorists. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Kellogg's is recalling its Honey Smacks cereal because of a possible link to a salmonella outbreak. The CDC is saying the puffed wheat product is a likely source of the outbreak that has sickened 73 people in 31 states. Six people are hospitalized after a roller coaster derailed in Daytona Beach, Florida late yesterday. Officials say two people were thrown more than 30 feet to the ground. The Justice Department Inspector General's report accuses the Bureau of mishandling the Hillary Clinton email probe, singling out former FBI Chief James Comey for heavy criticism. Current FBI Director Christopher Wray says that new government report finds no evidence, though, of bias at the Bureau.
This report did not find any evidence of political bias or improper considerations actually impacting the investigation under review.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump is taking credit for the World Cup coming to the United States. The president claiming he worked very hard to get the soccer tournament to North America. FIFA announcing on Wednesday morning that the 2026 World Cup will be hosted jointly by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Now on Twitter this morning, the president wrote, quote, "Thank you for all of the compliments on getting the World Cup to come to the USA and Mexico and Canada." Trump adding, "I worked hard on this along with a great team of talented people." Trump also thanking New England Patriots owner Bob Kraft for what he said was excellent advice. Speaking of the Patriots, New England Pats quarterback Tom Brady says player protests during the national anthem did not divide the five-time Super Bowl champions. Brady sat down for an interview with Oprah Winfrey, which is going to air over the weekend. In it, he says the team held several meetings before their Week 3 game last season after President Trump said players who protest during the anthem should be fired. The future Hall of Famer saying he and his teammates chose to lock arms and put arms around each other. Several Patriots did kneel during the anthem before that game. Brady said he and his teammates support what people are going through. That interview does air on Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on OWN, the Oprah Network. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.